That's the sound of water coming up a well from deep underground in Weardale at a place called Eastgate in Weardale in County Durham, a very beautiful part of the world, but one that's seen a lot of industry. There used to be quarries around here and a big cement works, and it's now at the forefront of a new industry, geothermal heating, which is getting water from underground, which is already hot because of underground radiation in the rock, up to the surface and then putting it to use. And I'm with Professor David Manning from Newcastle University, a professor of soil sciences. David, this is a first in the country, I gather. And what is it to be used for? What, hopefully?
Well, the water that comes from this hole is going to be used to heat the village that's going to be developed on the site of the former cement works. The idea is that we can take heat out of the water that comes from this borehole, use that heat, have a spa in particular.
So you can
go and, yes, ideally, so you can go and have a swim in it if you want, and it's very, very tempting. But the point is that the heat energy can be taken out of that water to heat a village and heat houses where normally all heat energy has to be brought in by road. So it's a very sensible thing to use the heat that's there underneath the village for that purpose.
And it's called an eco-village. This little village, would it be like a hamlet, or would it be a cluster of modern houses with all the sort of sustainable stuff?
The plans in detail have yet to be sorted out, but my understanding is that it's going to be used for a wide range of different purposes. There'll be places for people to live, but there are also, importantly, going to be places for people to work, and for tourism as well, for the tourism industry. So it's going to be very, very much a mixed-use village to try to make sure that there's compensation for the jobs that were lost when the cement works closed.
Is the water for heating going to be used directly as hot water, or will it be coiled round tanks? I think they do that in Iceland, yeah. Don't they? They heat the water there by in that way.
Yeah. There'll be a heat exchange system almost certainly, because the water's quite salty. In fact, it's saltier than seawater.
Really?
Yeah, so there's a corrosion issue. And what happens in waters like that is that you can have heat exchangers which are corrosion resistant, and the water that you actually use that goes around into people's houses is clean water, fresh water. The salty water, once the heat's been taken out of it, goes back into the ground to make sure it doesn't cause any pollution. It goes back down the second borehole and back into the granite where it came from.
There have been geothermal experiments at the Eden project down in Cornwall, another granite area, because it's very heavy granite underlying the top rock here, isn't it? And I think Southampton have done something,
yes,
Nottingham have done something. What makes this distinct from those and a new thing?
What's different about this is that we're going into a buried granite, which you can't see at the surface, whereas the one in Cornwall you can see at the surface. We're going into fissures which we know have got water in them. That's something which, again, can be attacked in the Cornish granites, and I know that there are companies interested in doing that. But I think we're the first to actually produce water in this way, so that's what's special. We've shown that you can actually go into the granite and get water out of the vein systems and fissures that are in the granite, and that it's warm.
Mining is not, or drilling is not totally popular just at the moment, because people have this idea of, you know, all that oil pouring out and will there be any left? Is this a scheme where you, as you say, you after use the water will be pumped back down again?
Yes.
So it's a sustainable, constantly recycled thing, or is there just so much water down there anyway that we're not going to have to worry?
I think we've been very surprised by how much water is down there, because when we've done the pumping trials, you'd normally expect the water level to drop, but it's actually risen rather than dropping. So there's a heck of a lot of water down there. No one will be able to say how long it will last until we get cracking and do some long-term experiments, but it will certainly see me out. I'll be long dead before this resource is gone.